Oh, man, so many things. When you interpret Paul's letters, how important it is to be looking at them through Catholic eyes. And particularly I'm thinking about, like, for example, understanding Ephesians as a document about baptism. I mean, the importance of understanding Catholic things from his Catholic early church background.
Right.
And for your and my background, when we interpreted those letters without that.
Oh, I tell you, you know, I'm getting ready to go off to Dallas and Fort Worth this weekend to join Brant Petrie and Steve Ray and Michael Barber. We're going to be doing the Gospel according to St. Paul, but it's the Catholic Gospel. We're going to be going through Romans and Ephesians. Now that I mentioned, I should say, it's Google fullnessoftruth.org or Fullness of Truth. I shouldn't have said it without mentioning
Ken Zammit?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah.
That whole, it's just a wonderful time. But the exciting part of it is, you don't have to look very far. Well, oh, here's a Catholic element. Oh, here's another fragment that is Catholic. I mean, when you really begin to get the inner logic of Romans, or Galatians, or Ephesians, or 1 and 2 Corinthians, you realize that the reasoning that Paul is exemplifying holds together according to a logic that is Catholic. And at times, it's not just implicit. At times, I mean, he just comes right out and says things that I wondered, how would I affirm that sort of thing? As, you know, 1 Corinthians 11, where he speaks of how you profane not a symbol of Christ's body, you profane the actual body of Christ when you receive the Eucharist unworthily without discerning the Lord's body. I mean, I know I had a clever response, but I would never have written those words the way Paul did.
Yeah, sometimes I find myself, just as I said before, as a convert, for example, on my Deep in Scripture radio program, emphasizing those things
yes.
against what I used to be. But we Catholics need to read the Bible too. I mean, I'm being
That's
a little
right.
facetious here, because Ephesians 4 that talks about that the apostles and the teachers and the evangelists are for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. I mean, there we see the structure in the church, so that it isn't just the leaders in the church. It's not just their job.
That's right.
It's us too.
And that's why it isn't like, well, we emphasize a sacramental bond as opposed to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, the sacramental bond that we celebrate in the Holy Eucharist should lead us to the deepest conceivable personal relationship with Jesus, the lover of our souls, who feeds us with his body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so it isn't like, well, you have the Bible, we have tradition. We have tradition so we can go into the Scriptures with greater freedom and greater confidence and just really find the truth in its fullness. Likewise, faith and works. We have faith in order to really trust God's Word and His Spirit to reproduce Christ's works in us.